cause for the beatification and canonization of a servant of God is probably the most democratic process in the Church, in the sense that it's the process by which the Church discerns and recognizes what the Holy Spirit is saying to the Church. So the very essential and first criterion before a cause can be started is, what do the people think? You know, the sensus fidelium. Do the people believe that the person lived a holy life or died the death of a martyr and therefore is worthy of imitation? And the second element is kind of a confirmation that this opinion on the part of the faithful is truly the work of the Holy Spirit. In other words, do the people pray for this person's intercession, and does God grant favors and signs and graces through the person's intercession? So if you notice, I use two words, imitation and intercession, and I like to consider them kind of like the two eyes of a saint. In other words, the two essential criteria, in other words, imitation, or the imitation or the imitatableness, if you will, of the servant of God, as well as his or her intercessory power before the throne of God.